A reading from the Gospel according to Luke.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said,
"Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you."
But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will there be no end."
Mary said to the angel,
How can this be, since I am a virgin?"
The angel said to her,
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month of her who was said to be barren. For nothing is impossible with God."
Then Mary said,
"Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word."
Then the angel departed from her. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In 10 years of IWS sessions, 20 sessions, 20 sessions of 6 mornings of chapel services, I've never based my chapel talks on a book. I don't recall it, but I'm getting older. I don't think I've ever based my talks on a book, but Songs of Ascent had not yet been written. And encountering this book over the last few months has deeply impacted me, and I'd like to share a bit of it with you. It's written by our own Carl Waterman. And first of all, let me give a disclaimer. Anything that I share that's not useful or inspirational to you will be my fault and laid to my door. Anything that you get out of this that's inspirational or helpful to you, Carla has been the vessel that has brought these illuminations. What I'm going to be sharing with you are sort of my riffs, my ruminations, my responses to 5 life lessons in the Virgin Mother, Mary, Mother of the Lord. 5 life lessons displayed 5 invaluable virtues summed up in 5 great songs in the life of Mary. I think it's kind of I have a little bit of mischief in my makeup, and I think it's kind of fun and scandalous for a bunch of evangelicals to spend a series of 6 talks about Mary when it's not even Christmas time. I take great delight in that. Let me begin with a quote from the first chapter of the book. Mary's songs of ascent, her songs of yes, Mary's songs of ascent began as she responded in simple trust to an angel's astonishing announcement. Her response, "Let it be to me according to your word. Let it be to me according to your word." The first song that we think about this morning is Simplicity. The song of simplicity. 'Tis a gift to be simple. It's not a curse. It's not something to be ashamed of. It's not something to be feared. It's a gift to be simple. not simplistic, but simple. It's a great gift. The other songs that we will contemplate over the next few days will be receptivity, wisdom, confidence, and I love this one, buoyancy. Boy, it took me a long time to learn to remember how to spell that word. Buoyancy. Those of you who know me know that I love words, kind of a drug of choice. Words are wonderful things. Here are a few wonderful quotes in the first chapter of this book. Mary did not grasp. When the angel came to her and made this incredible, this astonishing annunciation, she didn't grasp at anything. Instead, she let go. And yielding all, she received everything. Carl, I love it in this chapter when you talk about moving from simplistic to complicated to simple. And if you think about it, in all of life, it's the way we learn. Wherever we start on any curve, we're simplistic. We're uninitiated, we're uninformed. It doesn't dawn on us that some reality, some verity exists. We're in ignorance. We're in darkness. Simplistic. We're unsuspecting. Not knowing that a surprise is around the corner. When the surprise comes, when the revelation comes, when the Selah comes, the interlude, something that interrupts where we are and what's going on, when the angel comes, the job loss comes, the embarrassment comes, the automobile accident comes, the huge unexpected bonus comes, an unexpected pregnancy comes, in our case, sometimes, not quite as stupendous as Mary's, but an unexpected pregnancy always is kind of a life-changing moment. But whenever the surprise comes, it begins to get complicated. And we begin to try to fabricate logic and recipes for how to move through, how to defend, how to explain, how to react, how to compensate, how to deal. Like Mary, we are, how can this be? How can this be, Lord? Why me? Why is this happening to me? Why did you let that happen to me? And then as we begin to deal with the way the Spirit broods over us, just like He did over creation at the beginning of this age, just as He brooded over Mary and a miraculous conception took place, chaos begins to settle and be dispelled, and peace emerges, and we move to the simple. Faith is never complicated. It's very simple. But we often have to move through complications. Lord, how can this be? To get to the simplicity of faith and saying, Lord, in all of these vicissitudes, good ones, bad ones, tragic ones, exhilarating ones, to say with her, Lord, may it be to me according to your word. I think it's like the blind man that Jesus healed. First of all, we don't see anything. Then we receive the touch, and we begin to see, but not clearly. It's complicated. We see beings moving around, but they kind of look like trees, tree trunks. And then he breathes on us again, settles us down, we begin to relax, and we actually see things as they really are. Mary's submission, Carl points out, was neither activism nor passivity. Now, for the women in the room who have been through a pregnancy, or for any of us who've ever lived in close proximity to a woman who's been through a pregnancy, you know, it's not a passive experience. It's something that very much engages you. It engages your entire being, body, soul, and spirit. You cannot respond to a pregnancy with passivity.
We can't respond to anything. It's inappropriate to respond to anything that the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives in a passive way. But neither should we respond in activism. Anyone who's ever been through a pregnancy knows you just can't hurry love. It's going to take the full gestation period before that little bundle of joy emerges on planet Earth. And it's just that way with any area that the Holy Spirit is working in us. Don't try to become assertive and active, an activist like Peter. Peter's our best example. He was always jumping ahead, always the activist. And he learned those life lessons too, where eventually he was in a place in his life of saying, Lord, let it be to me according to your word. Ladies, and Reggie and other and Jerry and other Greek scholars in the room, please forgive me if I mispronounce this word, but ladies, a wonderful piece of good news for you. And I think understanding gender from God's perspective dispels all gender confusion and gender issues, which are the biggest issues perhaps among us now. But ladies, with us guys, you too have received the spirit of adoption to sonship. You with us are sons of God. I think the word is uithesia. Is that close enough, Jerry? Uithesia? And I was chatting with Reggie about it this morning. And it's a combination of two words, one that has to do with placement and one that has to do with sonship. When you receive the spirit of adoption, what this Greek word implies is that you receive full legal standing as an adopted male heir, as it was understood in Roman culture at that time. Ladies, it's like you're a firstborn son. Along with us, guys, maybe you were the baby brother and had 10 brothers before you. But when we receive the spirit of adoption, of placement as sons, every one of us are sons of God. But guys, I've got some news for you. We're being prepared to spend an eternity as members of a feminine personage, the bride of Christ. We have much to learn from our older sister, Mother Mary. She has much to teach us about what she learned. Let us, with her, get to that song of ascent. Yes. Every promise of God in Jesus is yes. And by His Spirit working in us, He is looking for that same response. A response to His yes, with, by His Spirit, us saying yes. I am your servant. Let it be to me according to your word.